Oh, yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything.
Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir. The bombs will always lose. Do you hear me, Lebowski?
Got hour number two of overtime on your Friday, coming at you live here. You got some Tennessee athletics already in action. Softball team is up in the top of the fourth right now. They're playing Texas, who's a top 15 team. They got the Tennessee Invitational, or Tennessee Classics, one of the two. But 5-2 lead for the Lady Vols softball team. Tennessee baseball about to get underway any minute in their SEC opener for 2019. They're down there on the plains to take on Auburn. Man, how sweet would it be to go ahead and get a win tonight for old Tony Vitello?
That'd be nice.
The Vitellos.
The Vitellos. I like that.
I've never heard that.
The Vitellos. I think it may stick.
Did you just come up with that?
No, not really. Someone else tweeted it. But
It's clever.
It stuck. It just stuck, man. It's very catchy. But a lot of big orange action tonight. And, of course, it's all going to end with Tennessee-Mississippi State in the quarterfinal over there in Nashville. Had a good conversation with Lucas Panzeka, Fox Sports Knoxville alum, sports director, WDKN Radio, out in Dixon, Tennessee, about the middle of hour number one. Had a good discussion with the SEC tournament. And also for you Titans fans, Lucas discussed some of the Titans additions today, including Ryan Tannehill and Cameron Wake, and the release of Blaine Gabbert as well, and what that all means going forward for the Two-Tone Blue. So if you missed that, the podcast will be up in about an hour. You can go back and listen to all that goodness here. All right, Cole. You know what time it is.
I do.
The weekend is upon us here. We may have a lot of stuff going on. I don't know. I haven't asked you about the recruiting update yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are we looking at right now?
It's a decent day. Not a lot of information, but quality information.
I love quality. Yes. I will always take quality over quantity.
I'm with you.
So without further ado, it is time for your 7 o'clock recruiting update brought to you by Knoxville Stone Interiors. Cool talk.
All right. Thank you, Tanner. Tonight we will start with a current Tennessee commit.
What was that?
Okay. I thought it was someone here. I was about to freak out. Okay, anyway. We start with a current Tennessee commit. That is Jordan Davis. You know him and you love him. The number one JUCO prospect in the 2020 class. Number one defensive end in the JUCO ranks. And number one player in the state of Tennessee for the 2020 JUCO rankings. Originally out of Memphis, but he is currently at Copiah Lincoln Community College. Defensive end in the 2020 class, 6'5", 249 pounds. He's been committed to the Vols since November of 2018. Recently, let's see, Vol Recruiting Reports caught up with him just to see what was going on. Wrote a nice little piece about the JUCO number one player in the country. It's kind of detailing his recruitment and what is going on. Let's see. It starts off by saying one of the biggest recruits for the 2020 class is defensive end Jordan Davis. He recently became the number one JUCO player in the country and has the makings of being a huge asset for Tennessee's defense in 2020. Davis has been committed to the Vols since November 13th, 2018, just 10 days after backing off a longtime pledge to Alabama. Davis signed with the Crimson Tide out of high school before enrolling at Copiah Lincoln Community College. As of now, Davis's recruitment is still going well, but his main focus is elsewhere. He says, my coach taught me how to focus on the main things, which are the books and weight room, and everything else will do its part. Davis picked up an offer from Oregon just a few days ago after committing to Tennessee and has recently picked up offers from Colorado and Nebraska. The nation's top junior college player does not have any visits in place as of now. Let's see if we can find some more quotes here. Pads are starting to pop across the nation as football has made its way back, but there is one key moment in this season for Davis that is going to be important for the schools that are recruiting him. When the pads come off, Davis said, once the season is over, I'll be shutting it down officially. He goes on to say, I talk to Tennessee mostly every day. The bond we have is good, especially with me knowing most of the coaches coming from Alabama. When Davis committed to the Crimson Tide out of high school, three of Tennessee's on-field staff members were on staff under Nick Saban at Alabama. Of course, Jeremy Pruitt, Derek Ainsley, and then also Brian Niemeyer were on staff. So, just a quick little report on how the nation's number one JUCO prospect is doing and a current Tennessee commit. So, it's always good to hear that he is doing well and still is committed to Tennessee. Next, a four-star linebacker from Ohio will be visiting Tennessee today and this weekend. His name is, Jaheim Thomas. Almost messed up there. Jaheim Thomas out of Cincinnati, Ohio. He tweeted earlier today, Tennessee Today, hashtag GBO. Mr. Thomas is an outside linebacker in the 2020 class. He is from Princeton High School up there in Cincinnati. 6'5", 218 pounds. Let's see, a four-star guy, according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings, 21st outside linebacker in the 2020 class, fourth best player in the state of Ohio. And, of course, since he is from Ohio, current crystal ball prediction sit at 100% to the Buckeyes of Ohio State. Other offers come from Michigan, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Bowling Green, and Cincinnati, to name a few. Next on the list, Aju. I believe is how you say his name. I'm not 100% sure, but that's what I'm going to go with. Aju has been offered a scholarship from Tennessee. He tweeted, excited to announce that I have received an offer from the University of Tennessee. Mr. Aju is from Clearwater, Florida, at Clearwater Academy International High School. He's a wide receiver in the 2020 class, 6'3", 196 pounds. Current rankings, according to 247 Sports, they have him as a three-star guy, not a highly recruited guy, but you know, if he has an offer from Tennessee, you know he has the potential to play. Currently the 177th best wide receiver in the 2020 class, and 130th best player in the state of Florida. Other offers, he also has an Alabama offer, so if Tennessee and Alabama feel it is necessary to offer him any scholarship, should be able to play. Also from Florida as well, Buffalo, Florida Atlantic, and Illinois, to name a few of his current offers. And then the last one for tonight.
I think I know which one this is.
I don't know if this is really an update as much as it is just a cryptic tweet that is getting Knoxville very, very excited. Maybe for no reason. Paris Johnson Jr., mm-hmm. He was on campus, let's see. Was he on campus for the Florida game? No. The Florida basketball game? Or was it? I feel like he was.
I don't remember, man.
It was one of the big basketball
games. It's been recently, though.
Yeah, it was one of the big basketball games. Of course, we won. He was on campus for whichever game that was just a few months ago. But anyway, Mr. Johnson is a five-star prospect in the 2020 class, an offensive tackle out of Cincinnati, Ohio, at St. Xavier High School. He had a pretty cryptic tweet earlier today. Let's see. Let me get the exact time. Let's find that timestamp. 7:31 this morning, Paris Johnson Jr. tweets, what's the best restaurant in Knoxville? And that has sent Vol Twitter swirling. Harrison Bailey has commented. Some of your favorite Vol Twitter personalities have commented. Does it mean anything? Probably not.
Have you commented?
No.
Yeah, what would be your answer?
Oh, man. It would be...
Be sure not to give any, like, too much free pub, by the way.
It would be one of two places. One of two places. Long's Drugstore.
Mm-mm.
Or Pete's Coffee Shop. Two of my favorite places in town to eat. But anyway, he tweeted that out this morning.
Big fan of Pete's Coffee Shop.
Me too. I go at least once a week. Ooh. Cut the check. Mr. Johnson Jr., as I said, five-star guy, 247 Sports Composite Rankings has him as the fourth best player nationally, number one offensive tackle prospect in the country for the 2020 class, number one player in the state of Ohio. Current crystal ball predictions for Mr. Johnson sit at 62% to the Buckeyes, 25% to the Spartans of Michigan State, and a measly 12% to the Irish of Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, I should say. And then he has offers from everywhere. 44 offers, Ohio State, Alabama, Arizona State, Arkansas, Auburn, Tennessee, everybody you want to be in with. So does it mean anything? I don't know. His location didn't say Knoxville, Tennessee, but he's asking. So there's some interest there. Maybe he's in town this weekend. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's coming soon. I don't know. Maybe he wants to get the best restaurants for when he commits to Tennessee. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I just wanted to pass it along to the fine people of Fan Run Radio. And with that, it will conclude a very productive week of the recruiting update.
Come on, Ben. Clap for him. Come on.
Oh, thank you, fellas.
There we go.
Thank you, fellas.
Thank you, Cole.
You're welcome.
We always appreciate, man, to get Mr. Paris.
Wouldn't that be something? Could you imagine?
To just get, just year after year, signing class after signing class, absolute units on that offensive line.
I mean, yeah. Golly, he, like, we think, I mean, we don't think, we know Darnell Wright and Wanya Morris are big, but this guy is huge, 6'7 and a half, 295 pounds, woo! As going into his senior year of high school. An absolute unit.
It's a boy who eats his steak and eats his potatoes.
Yep, steak and potatoes.
And lots of it.
Oh, lots of it. For sure. Absolute unit there. Let's hope good things transpire with him down the road here. That recruiting update is, as always, brought to you by Knoxville Stone Interiors, your go-to kitchen renovation source. They've been helping folks all across East Tennessee for over a decade now. Beautify the insides of their home. They've done over 9,000 and counting, and they got three generations of experience in the natural stone countertop industry on staff. Granite, quartz, marble, and more, whatever the surface, they have got your solution. And most installations of their products take less than a day. You still got a couple weeks to take advantage of the KSI moving sale. At the start of April is when they're going to be at their new location in Bearden at 5902 Kingston Pike, right across from the Food City, right next to U.S. Bank down there in the heart of Bearden. You can go over to the current location still at 3900 Millbrook Pike and take advantage of the remnants and the single slabs that they still have available. They start out with over 500. The numbers are dwindling down, but they still got plenty. Find you a perfect option for your home. You can use these for small kitchen islands, vanities, bathroom sinks, outdoor kitchens, fireplace surrounds, etc. They can be used for a variety of options, and you can save 25% just by picking any type of option. You will save 25%, including the installation. If you choose to do the measurement and installation of the countertop yourself, you will save half off on your price. Yes, half off. They cannot take these remnants with them to a new location, so they're passing the savings on to you. Once again, that's at 3900 Millbrook Pike. You can call for a free in-home estimate, 865-971-5800, and you can always check them out online, knoxstoneinteriors.com. Knoxville Stone Interiors, 9,000 kitchen and bath makeovers and counting. We got Kentucky and Alabama underway in Nashville. Oh, Alabama missed a chance to take a lead there. Under 16 to go in the first half. Kentucky 7, Alabama 6. Really sloppy basketball, yeah, man. A lot of turnovers above. What is going on?
Oh, my gosh.
No, not Tyler Hero.
Oh, they just killed him. If
you're not watching
him.
This game right now, there was about 8 turnovers in the first 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah. like Kentucky turns it over. Alabama just now cannot get a hold of the basketball, so that leads to Tyler Hero getting fouled right there. Oh, are they going to call that flagrant?
Yeah.
He was going for the
ball. He got the ball.
Yeah, he did.
He got the ball, then he got his face.
Hey, can't call that.
Got the ball, then he got his face.
No, it is Kentucky. They'll call it a flagrant one.
Hey, my. I don't
Tyler,
know.
I'm a bucket hero.
But we have a barn burner, 7-6 over in Nashville.
Oh, God, they are.
Yeah, they are. Of course they are. With the weekend.
Tyler,
the
I'm
bench.
A bucket of crap hero.
Yeah, he is.
Cannot stand him. Yeah. Cannot stand him there. Reed Travis made an appearance. Did you see that?
I did see that.
The first
I did
time.
See that.
He's got a big old knee brace on.
Yeah.
So.
Came off the bench. I guess. Mm. Was that expected?
Yeah. Expected.
Yeah, I figured he'd come
I don't
off
know
the
how
bench,
many minutes they're going to give him. They're just trying to get him accustomed back to the game again. I don't know. Objectively, would you call us a flagrant one? Dude's going for the ball and just ends up kind of like his forearm kind of hits Hero in the face a little bit. They're gonna call it.
They'll call it flagrant one. Yeah,
damn
they will.
It.
I don't know if I would.
Yeah,
but
they just called it a flagrant. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
It's annoying. So annoying. All this
might as well just go. you know, go ahead and just give that one up.
Welcome to the damn Kentucky Invitational, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Might as well. We got to hit a break here. 865-546-8200. I think we'll do a little bit of Fake News Friday coming back. You want to do Fake News Friday?
Hey, I'll do Fake News Friday.
Let's do it. On
I don't
the other
think
side
Ben
here
has done it.
You ever done Fake News Friday, Ben?
No, ooh, it's fun.
Yeah, okay.
Ben, we'll fun do Fake News Friday for the first time here. 865-546-8200. We got that and more on the other side. Stick with us here on Overtime. Just when you thought Alabama was going to get some momentum, John Pitty hit a three, tied at 9. A million Alabama turnovers later, Kentucky with a quick 7-0 run is 16-9 Cats. There's butter on this ball or something.
Yeah, it's greased up.
But nobody can get a hold of this basketball. God, yeah. Tyler Hero just makes me so mad.
Ugh.
A traitor to the great state of Wisconsin.
All that cheese he left behind for the cold.
He definitely is cheesy.
He is.
He, there's no shortage of cheese with him. All right. It is time. Ben Thurman's never done this yet. Cole McCormick's a veteran, though. It is time.
Rookie and the vet.
Little segment we call Fake News Friday.
Good news, everyone.
Give us a question.
Can you give us a question? We don't play this enough.
No, we don't. We don't.
We don't play it enough.
Ben, what do you think of the bumper?
It's nice.
I love it.
Love it.
I will say I did not make this. This is actually already on YouTube.
Okay.
Oh, was it? Okay.
And I just I'm not this talented.
You're not a DJ.
No, I am not this talented. Oh, my.
Oh, God. Are you kidding? God. Are you kidding?
Another and one for Kentucky. Oh, Alabama's about to get run out. 18-9. That to be maybe 19-9 here. Yeah, that's a block.
And, of course, that drops. Of course that drops.
I'd like to see the turnover numbers here in just a second. Let's get to it here soon. Let's go ahead and get into the game here. Okay, Ben, the game is very simple. I read out a headline, just a headline. And you and Cole guess whether it's a real news story or fake news.
Simple enough.
So let's get to the first one here.
Pretty easy.
Headline number one. Police arrested a man named Sober for not being sober.
Hmm.
Either one of you can go first.
True. Real.
Cole?
I'll go fake.
It's real news.
Ooh, okay. Is that a Florida?
Real news. Let's see here. The sub-headline here. Police said Daniel Sober's blood alcohol level was a whopping .194.
Oh, my.
Woo! No way.
They're driving?
I thought they were about to have a... No, I'm sorry. I was looking at the game. No, I thought Kentucky's had another M1. Alabama, what are you doing, man? What are you doing here? Let's read this, though. It's not uncommon for people to be arrested while wearing an ironic T-shirt, but what about having an ironic name? Mm. That's what happened on Saturday in Butler County, Pennsylvania. So not Florida. Up in Pennsylvania. Police pulled over a suspected drunk driver named Daniel Sober. This is according to WTAE-TV. Court documents said he told officers he had just dropped off his girlfriend so she could check on her son. Officers said they smelled alcohol on Sober, who's 44. And gave him a portable breath test. Spoiler alert, he was not sober. Sober, not sober.
Ah.
His BAC, man, registered a .194, more than twice the legal limit in drivers.
That is high. That
he was
is
charged
high
with drunken driving and careless driving. Sober was later released on his own recognizance and is scheduled to appear in court on March the 20th.
Mm. How ironic.
Daniel Sober.
Oh, there we go.
Alabama finally gets a basket. It's only a 9-point deficit now.
Yeah.
Move on here. Next headline. Let's get into this headline. Headline number two. This is a report. More women are foregoing taking their husbands' names in favor of something badass like Diesel.
What? Fake.
I'm not real.
It's fake.
Damn.
It's from The Onion.
Diesel?
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's a new age thing, man. Forget keeping your own last name or something like that. I'm gonna be Mrs. Diesel.
Mrs. Diesel.
You're kind of a badass in a way.
Of course.
Depends what profession you're in. Like, if you're like a teacher named Miss Diesel, no kid's going to mess with you.
Oh, whose class are you in? Oh, I'm in Miss Diesel's class.
Miss D.
Heavy D.
Heavy D. Oh, and what was that like a nurse? Nurse Diesel. Alabama almost had another turnover. Let's see if they can hit this three. They cannot hit that three. They do have an offensive rebound and foul Reed Travis. I thought that dude was going to come up and knock Reed Travis.
I did too.
I would have loved to see it.
I'd love to see it.
All right, let's find this last headline here. Let's try to find one here. I'm sorry. I thought this was already headlines up here. Here we go. Last headline here. Headline number three. Woman tells police she is Mother Mary after a chase.
Oh, man, this could be either. I'm going to go real. I've gone real on all of them so far, but this sounds like
woman tells police she is Mother Mary after a chase.
Yes.
I'm going to go real, too.
It's real news.
Okay,
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Let's go to Elizabethtown, Kentucky.
Oh, okay. Listen, it's not Tennessee.
Go Big Blue here, ladies and gentlemen. A woman who led police on the chase told arresting officers that she was Mother Mary en route to pick up baby Jesus and had permission from God to speed.
Oh, my gosh. What is she on?
Probably speed.
There you go. Yeah. That would tie in nicely.
WDRB-TV cites an arrest report saying a Kentucky trooper attempted to pull over 52-year-old Connie Allen. Oh, God, no. Of Tennessee.
She was just in Kentucky?
Oh, no.
No.
We'll blame Kentucky on this one, though.
Yeah.
Where should just say just Tennessee, don't say where from.
No, just of Tennessee.
Golly.
But she ignored the officer. A high-speed chase ensued. Another trooper was eventually able to pull in front of Allen, forcing her to stop. He approached her car with his weapon drawn, but she refused to get out and show her hands. The report says she became compliant when he hit her window with a police baton. I would think. She also told police she had died 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. I'm done with this story.
She is charged with several offenses. No surprise. It is unclear whether she has an attorney. And that's it.
Oh, my God. What was the woman's name?
Connie Allen.
Connie. Come on, Connie.
Yeah.
Do better.
That's about it. She was Mother Mary speeding to pick up baby Jesus. That's an all-time excuse to get out of a speeding ticket. Oh, it's okay. God said I could speed.
It. It's yeah. okay, yeah.
I'm God just... said.
God gave me permission.
Yeah, it's okay. Let me go. Good grief.
Oh. Why did she have to be from this state, though?
I would hate to be that cop having to deal with it because you know like it's all complete BS.
I'd cuff her and stuff her immediately.
Be like, I'm sure you did.
Hey, sure.
Sure, yeah, but you've been dead for 5 years. Sure.
You know what? I didn't know this what Paul McCartney meant when I find myself in times of trouble. Mother Mary comforts me. Speaking words of wisdom.
There you go.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Yeah, I don't know if she was letting it be.
She was letting something be.
Probably some meth.
Something she snorted.
Probably some meth, let's be honest.
Yeah,
Tennessee probably. Meth.
Yeah.
Goes together well. Yeah.
Bring it up to Big Blue Nation up there. Yeah. Spreading the gospel. Speaking of Big Blue Nation, they're up 11 right now.
Ugh.
Why did Ole Miss have to lose? This would not be going like this if Ole Miss was playing.
I knew this matchup was going to go like this. I really did.
I thought Alabama was probably in the tournament last night. Did you see the stat that popped up?
Oh God.
They're dominating Alley-oop. Every facet of this game.
They're up 13. The stat that popped up today, as of right now, they only have a 13% chance to make the tournament. However, if they do somehow beat Kentucky now, they'll have a 60% chance.
I would think.
If they lose, guess what their percentage drops down to?
0.1.
Nope, surprisingly, 7.
Oh, okay. Better than I thought.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
You're telling me there's a chance.
God, they're just...
Ole Avery and the boys.
Is Ole Miss in?
Oh,
even
yeah.
Even
yeah, they got 20 wins. They're in.
Yeah, they're in.
there needs to be some more orange in this building, like as the game nears its conclusion.
Yeah, I mean, you see the little specks here and there.
There's so much blue.
There's a ball.
I've seen a few since they panned.
So much blue, man. Can we finally have like a good fan showing in this term, especially since
it's Nashville.
It's in our state's capital.
Yeah,
I feel like we haven't even had that good of showings when it has been in Nashville. Now,
we,
of course,
well, we hadn't been as
we
good.
Haven't had good teams, but still. Maybe this time would be different.
How is that not a foul?
Tomorrow afternoon's Kentucky, Tennessee. What do you think the crowd is like?
A majority blue.
You think
Yeah, easily majority blue. Mm-hmm. It's not as bad as it was in St. Louis, because for that final in St. Louis, it was like 90-10 Kentucky.
Yeah, it was.
I think at the absolute worst tomorrow.
I could see 50-50 is not too much.
It won't be.
Right?
I don't think it'll be 50. So?
I don't know. I mean, Kentucky travels to this. This is their event every year.
I'm thinking a good estimate would be like 60-65% Kentucky. That's just what they do, man. This is their vacation.
It really is. This is what they look forward
to.
Spring break.
This is when they collectively ask off time from the coal mines and the Jiffy Lubes and the Burger Kings. They gotta make their trip, man.
It's like when the SEC tournament used to be in Atlanta all those years. They call it Catlanta.
Yeah.
Could they call Nashville Catsville?
Catsville.
That doesn't have the same ring to it, though.
No.
Not like Catlanta. Alabama, why do you suck? They have now missed 7 of their 8 last shots. I think it's a good time to take a break right here and do birthdays coming up next. 865-546-8200. It is Cole versus Vin and birthdays on the other side.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game. It's all about the game and how you play it. All about control if you can take it. All about your
Tennessee baseball is underway. Yeah, we have switched the TV to Tennessee.
I cannot watch any sport that deals with both Alabama and Kentucky. I cannot do it.
Alabama basketball. Very bad.
Very bad.
I'm going to check these turnover numbers before we start the game. By the way, Kentucky up 13. 26-13.
Well, line was 13, so.
Alabama turnovers here. Let me get to the team stats. I'm sure this is just amazing here. Alabama has turned it over 7 times already. Kentucky's turned it over 5 times.
As I'm saying, to start the game, both
it's
teams
sloppy.
Are turning it over right back and forth.
It's sloppy for sure.
A nice little 12 combined turnovers there, and you still got just 8 minutes left to go in the first half.
Oh, man.
The highest level of basketball is being put on display out in Nashville. And Auburn's pitcher is wearing a Notre Dame green hat.
Yeah, he is.
Why?
St. Patrick's Day, maybe. If not.
Oh, why didn't we think about that? Of course they're doing it for St. Patrick's
Day. I mean, me and Ben did. I don't know if you're listening, but.
I wasn't listening.
During the break, we were discussing
it. It's on Sunday. So
I kind of wasn't listening.
Yeah, we actually had a nice discussion about it.
No offense, guys.
So thanks for listening to us, Tanner. It makes us feel real good.
You know, I had other thoughts in my mind. Excuse me. I'm sure you two had just a fantastic philosophical conversation about the color green.
We did.
Okay, good.
It's good.
It does
you missed
look
it.
Exactly like a Notre Dame hat, though, with the blue.
Yeah, with even the navy Auburn symbol. Yeah. Oh, well.
12, 13, 14. Okay, I got to take one out. We got 13 birthdays.
13?
Yeah.
Like today and tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, about to say, man, Friday. Good day.
Friday does have more, though.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and get into it here because we got a marathon. First up, 31 years old today, American rapper. He's a white rapper, by the way.
Eminem,
Lil Dicky.
It's Lil Dicky.
Ooh, Lil Dicky.
Lil Dicky, born David Andrew Byrd.
Wow.
Goes by Lil Dicky.
I'd go by Lil Dicky, too, if that was my name.
Known for a wide variety of hits. He only has one album? I thought he had more than one album. Only professional rapper.
A lot of singles, I think.
Known for hits such as Save That Money with Fetty Wap and Rich Homie Quan, professional rapper with Snoop Dogg, and recently Freaky Friday with Chris Brown.
Of course.
He woke up in Chris Brown's body.
He did.
Yeah. Honestly, a great song.
It really is. A lot of people don't like it. I enjoy it.
Funny video, too.
Yeah. I haven't seen the video.
Very, very funny music.
I haven't seen the video.
All right, Ben leads 1-0 here. Next up, we got another rapper. He is 44 today, though. American rapper. not really that popular anymore. However, he's known as a solo artist, but most known as part of this group. He was arguably the front man of this group.
Will.i.am.
Is Will.i.am.
Oh, how'd you get that so fast?
Will.i.am. Not a lot of rap groups.
Born William Adams.
True, you're right.
Not a lot of rap groups.
Think of Black Eyed Peas or something. Like,
when I think of rap groups, that's who I think of.
And not as popular as he used to be. So
yeah, true.
No, yeah. I hadn't heard anything from him in a long time.
Founding and lead member of the good old Black Eyed Peas.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I used to be a big fan of theirs.
They used to be really good.
I used to be a big fan.
Used to be.
Used to be. Now, not so much.
Key phrasing right
there. Yeah, used to be. 1-1
here. 44 as well today. However, we're switching away from actors and going to actresses. Actresses. She's 44. She is American. Let's see here. Let's go through some of this stuff here. I ain't going to tell you her soap opera role, whatever. She's perhaps best known, however, for her role as Gabrielle Solis in the ABC TV series Desperate Housewives. She has also been in The Sentinel, Over Her Dead Body, For Greater Glory, Overboard. Nothing yet?
Desperate Housewives. I'm trying to think who was in that.
Name off some more films here. Let's do some recent films here. Not a lot of.
Is she more known for movies, or was she also in TV?
I thought she was more known for movies. Apparently, she's more known for Desperate Housewives.
Okay.
I haven't seen a lot of these movies here.
Side
or TV series. Man, this is rough.
Desperate.
She's been in Brooklyn Nine-Nine for 4 episodes.
That's more
telenovela. Apparently, that was an American show. Wow, this is actually a little tougher than I thought it'd be. She was also in The Young and the Restless from 2001 to 2003.
Is it Eva Longoria?
Yes, Eva Longoria.
Okay. I knew she was in it. I didn't know if she was that old yet.
Oh, and also known for a 4-year marriage to Tony Parker.
That would have.
Oh, of course. That would have given it away. That would have given it away.
I knew I was forgetting like a big key there.
That
would have
given it away. Yeah.
4-year marriage to Tony Parker. Eva Longoria still looking absolutely fantastic.
Always. Always.
2-1 Cole lead here. Let's do some history here. He would have been 252. He was a president.
Andrew Jackson.
Is Andrew Jackson.
Mr. Tennessee.
Did you just know that?
Twitter.com. Twitter.com.
Yeah, I mean, you got to pay attention to Twitter.
Twitter throughout the day gives a lot of birthdays away. They do.
3-1 Cole lead. A long way to go here. 86 years old today. Don't know really how to get around this. She's a sitting member of the Supreme Court. 86
oh,
years old.
Oh, what is her name?
She's a Supreme 86. Court justice.
Yeah.
Glasses.
Yeah.
Old woman.
Yeah, I know. I can't think of her name,
Health
though.
Problems.
3 names.
Yes. Ben has no clue, but Cole, you can't give me anything. In like 5 seconds.
Hang on. Hang on. What are her initials?
No.
He's not going to get it?
I'm helping you. Oh, well. RBG. There.
Okay, that didn't help as much as I thought it would.
Nobody gets it. It's Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes, Bader Ginsburg. Yeah.
Yes. Can't believe you don't know a Supreme Court justice.
I mean, I do. I just can't remember their names.
How many justices can you name?
That one.
Really?
Honestly,
I mean, it's 2 under Trump. You got
what's his name? That just
Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh.
Okay.
You got Neil Gorsuch. You also have Samuel Alito, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Chief Justice John Roberts. Oh, you got Clarence Thomas.
Yeah. Okay.
Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan.
Okay.
I think I'm missing one. Samuel Beyer. I think that's 9, right?
Look at the big brain on UTC.
I just remember him.
I
hey man, I made A's throughout government classes.
There you go. It is showing.
Still 3-1 lead for Cole here. 32 years old today. NFL player. Let me make sure he didn't retire on me. Yeah, he did retire. He was drafted in 2010. He was a wide receiver. He played for the Broncos, the Jets, the Titans.
Eric Decker. There you go.
Yeah, Ben got it. Eric Decker, also known for being part of the power couple with Jesse Decker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. So his last team was the Titans.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, technically signed a contract with the Patriots to retire a Patriot.
What? He was never.
No, yeah. My bad. Wow.
I don't
that?
Think he was a Patriot.
He was an off-season practice squad member last season. Wow. Why did I say that? He never was a Patriot. What wide receiver? I thought he was a Patriot.
It makes sense.
I mean, it's wide natural.
They're known for it. They are. They're known for it.
Can't really blame me there. 3-2, Cole. 56 today. He is an American rock and roll star. He is a vocalist. He is a vocalist of this band that was big in the 80s, hair metal band. He's also been a reality TV star on this his own dating show called Rock of Love.
Oh,
He was the singer Poison.
Yeah, yeah, I know his last
ben
name.
Ben has no clue.
I can't think of his
Every
first
Rose
name.
Every Rose Has Its Thorn, long
Yeah,
hair.
I know that. Michaels. Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels.
I got to give to Cole. Yeah.
Brett Michaels.
Yeah, Michaels.
Almost says Brent Michaels, but I knew that wasn't right.
His Brett Michaels, 56 years old. Cole with a 4-2 lead here.
Is he still rocking the headbands, do we know?
I'm sure he is. He's trying to relive his past, man.
That's his go-to.
4-2, Cole. Two more birthdays today. Good Lord, Friday's got a lot. 60 years old today. This is a fun one. This man is 60. Let me try to get his Wikipedia page here. Apparently, there's a lot of people with this name here. I'll go ahead and tell you, he is an Italian model and actor. He's known for this really long hair. He's been
Fabio.
Commercial. Is Fabio?
Fabio.
It's Fabio.
Love big, that long hair.
Y'all big fan of Fabio?
You said he was an actor too. What has he been in?
Yeah.
I know him for like commercials.
I'm sure he's been, like, he's played himself and stuff. I'm trying to find what's his dadgum last name? Because when you search Fabio, there's a lot of people named Fabio, if you didn't know it.
That is very shocking.
Here I found it. His last name, Fabio Lanzoni.
Okay, okay.
Fabio Lanzoni.
Okay.
Italian-American actor, fashion model, and spokesman. And, of course, he was really known for the I Can't Believe It's Not Butter ads. In the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe it's not butter. And he's something very random. Have you seen him, like, appear on Fox News from time to time? Like,
no.
He'll give his thoughts on, like, current events. Yes.
Really?
Fabio.
Fox News.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Interesting.
Fabio.
I wouldn't have picked him as a Fox News kind of guy.
I'm looking at the films he's been in. His first film role was in The Exorcist 3 an angel.
That's a way to start.
He's been in a bunch of movies. Oh, he played himself in Zoolander. Really, a lot of these movies he's played himself.
Zoolander.
And how did I forget about this? Do you all watch the Sharknado movies?
No.
Okay, he was in Sharknado 5.
I know what it is, but
he was in Sharknado 5. Fabio played the Pope.
Oh, goodness.
In Sharknado 5.
Oh, goodness.
So there you go. Oh, let's move on here. Yeah, Cole, you got the ones that's 5-2 you. Last birthday for Friday. 28 years old today, NFL player. Is he a wide receiver or running back here? He is a wide receiver. Currently plays for the Dallas Cowboys. As of last year, he was drafted out of West Virginia in the first round.
Tavon Austin.
Is Tavon Austin.
Mm, Tavon Austin.
Tavon Austin, fantastic player, West Virginia.
Yeah.
It's absolutely tore it up in that air raid system. And it is 5-3. 5-3 here, moving till tomorrow. All right, we got four more to go, so still anybody's ball game right here. A couple athletes right here. He'll be 30 tomorrow. NBA player, Detroit Pistons, out of Oklahoma.
Oh,
Blake Griffin.
Yeah,
it's Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
5-4, Cole.
Griff.
Another NBA player birthday tomorrow. He'll be 25 tomorrow. He's a big man, trash talker for the 76ers.
Joel Embiid.
It's Joel Embiid.
Ooh.
Oh, Cole. Ben's tied it up already.
My lack of NBA knowledge is showing.
He has tied it up here. Oh, we might have to do a tiebreaker. Let's get through these here. Another president's birthday tomorrow. He would have been 268.
Oh, wow.
He was one of the early presidents. Let me see.
Not Washington. Madison. James Madison.
Yes, James Madison.
Was it?
Damn it, Cole.
I know it was Washington's birthday, last week?
Yes, James Madison, yeah.
James.
James Madison would have been 268. So we are 6-5. Cole, Ben can force a tiebreaker with this one. He will be 60 tomorrow. I cannot believe this dude will be 60. But he has been in the game for a while. Let me try to describe him. He is an American rapper. I will tell you that his birth name is William Jonathan Drayton Jr.
Ice-T. Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre.
No. Oh. Neither of you got it. It's neither Dr. Dre or Ice-T.
Well, he's old.
60?
He'll be 60 tomorrow. He's also been like a TV personality.
Ice Cube.
No. Snoop Dogg.
No, he's had his own reality show. He has the clock.
Oh, Flav. Yeah.
Ben got it.
Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav. No, he was part of, I could have also helped you too, he was part of Public Enemy.
Yeah, that would have helped.
He was their hype man. And also a rapper too. He did do some rapping.
Yeah, he had a little bit.
Okay at rapping, I guess.
Yeah.
And then a lot of us millennials know him for
his show,
Flavor of Love.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Flavor of Love?
I did. Not a lot, but yeah, I tuned in a few times.
I didn't understand what was going on. So.
I've seen him in concert before.
What?
Cole, you saw him at an Applebee's.
I saw him at
an
Applebee's
Vegas.
In Vegas. I did. One night.
He was actually wearing a clock, too.
Really? He was. He was, yeah. I saw him. Leaving with his posse.
Flavor Flav's posse at Applebee's.
And then, as I told you and Rick, Tanner, I did not approach him after my encounter with Chris Angel. I just let him be. I just let him be.
Okay.
I had been embarrassed one too many times at restaurants I love. I didn't want to add Applebee's and Flavor Flav to the list.
Probably might have gotten beaten up by his posse.
Well, you know, I say posse. It might have just been like family because it wasn't like he had some big bodyguard, you know, walking around with him. It was just normal looking people. I mean, he was high-fiving and talking to people on the way out.
Oh,
so,
well, that's
you know,
good, at least.
Maybe I could have got away with it, but I was still stuck.
At least he wasn't all sad like Chris Angel. I just want my bowl.
Yeah, he Chris was sad. Angel. He was either sad or coming down off something.
This day in history tiebreaker, here we go. I'm not going to use Ides of March. That's pretty easy. Today is the Ides of March.
Oh, is it really?
Julius Caesar assassinated on this day in 44 BC. He's stabbed to death in the Roman Senate House by 60 conspirators, led, of course, by Marcus Junius Brutus. Et tu, Brute. Oh, man. Yeah, assassination of Caesar here. So I'm going to give you this one here.
Okay.
Make it a little tougher on your brain. March 15th, 1820, this state enters the Union as part of the Missouri Compromise between the
Louisiana?
North and the South. No.
Missouri?
This state was admitted into the Union as the 23rd state.
23rd state.
It was initially administered in American history as a province of Massachusetts since 1647.
Vermont, Maine.
It's Maine.
Is it Maine?
Yeah, you got just by naming off New England
just states. Just
naming
off states, yeah.
Cole doesn't let this day in history bottom this
finally!
Time.
Finally!
Cole's lost two straight games on this day in history to Rick.
To FDR.
To freaking FDR was the answer to both of them.
Really?
Yeah.
First one was his inauguration. Next was his first fireside chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a huge fan of FDR.
So now you're a big fan of the state of Maine.
I've always loved the state of Maine.
Tell some things you like about Maine before we hit this break.
I like that they have moose. I like that they have crabs and clams. I like that it's cold.
Also got lobster.
Lobster.
Stephen King.
Snow.
Is that it?
Beaches.
Right there next to Canada.
So I can sneak in and get you some legal weed.
Sure.
Is that what you're trying to say? Ooh.
Sure. Big fan of Maine.
Maine.
Go Maine.
Do you all know what the name of the University of Maine's athletics teams are?
The Bulldogs.
No.
No.
Not even close.
It's something.
Think of an
unique
animal that would be like in Maine.
The moose.
No.
The geese. The otters.
It's some kind of bear.
The lobsters.
Is that some kind of bear?
I'm getting it to Ben.
Grizzlies.
Yeah. The black bears.
Black bears. Yeah.
There you go. Just fun
Makes
little
sense.
Trivia.
Makes sense.
One day y'all should like test me how many like college nicknames I know. Like I can name every FBS school nickname.
Sure.
And I can name probably a lot of FCF nicknames too.
Well, you knew all of the.
Y'all should try to test me sometime.
You knew all of the Supreme Court justices, so I'm not surprised.
I know a bunch of random knowledge.
You really do. It's good to know, though.
Let's take a break here. Reset our brains just a little bit for the final segment of this week here. Got some game picks on the way. Don't want to miss it here. Last call to get on the program, by the way, 865-546-8200. Wrapping up overtime for the week after this. March Madness Live games are brought to you by the McKinney team with Keller Williams. Let our family show your family the way home. Travis and Emily McKinney understand that buying or selling a home is a life-changing experience. That's why they have developed a team of highly seasoned real estate professionals dedicated to providing exceptional personalized services for all of their clients. The McKinney team with Keller Williams promises to work relentlessly to ensure that their clients achieve all of their real estate goals. You can give them a call at 865-548-8267 or go online to ZillowKnoxville.com for more information. They will be bringing you a live broadcast here on Fan Run Radio of March Madness games once the tournament gets underway. If you're unable to be in front of a TV for that one, if you're out and about at work, your boys here at Fan Run Radio. We got you covered. And it's all thanks to the McKinney team. Be sure to check them out. They have helped out some people here at Fan Run Radio, including yours truly, John Reed.
Yeah.
Helped him and his woman get set up in that very nice house that we had been in.
I wouldn't call it a house. I'd call it an estate. I would.
It is an estate. Man, they got a guest house.
Yeah.
They got a guest house.
I know.
It is an estate.
John has two houses.
Like Kevin Gates had two phones, John's got two homes.
There you go.
There you go. Let's do some quick game picks here. Oh, well, let's start off with Duke, North Carolina. Do the Dukies get their revenge tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I got to be against everybody. I think UNC sweeps them.
I hope you're right.
And I think there's a bunch of memes made about Duke tonight.
I hope so.
Which I would love to see here. Man, hard to find a game.
Honestly, I mean, Duke is, like, not as good as a team as a lot of people think they are. Just Zion is incredible. Yeah. But they have a lot of flaws with – I'm not talking about Zion. Zion's an incredible player, but they have a lot of flaws as a team.
Yeah. Yep.
Bad shooting.
No depth.
No depth at all.
Right. Even though that they had, like, Goldwire play last night, and, like, he made, like, six shots the whole season coming in.
Yeah,
like,
season average was 0.5.
0.5 points per game. Outstanding. Other games here. Let's do what could be a very interesting semifinal in the Big East tonight. You got Marquette and Marcus Howard, insane shooter, going up against Seton Hall, a team trying to make sure they stay in the NCAA tournament.
It's who Seton Hall and who?
Seton Hall has more to play for.
Marquette.
Seton Hall's playing for more.
Marquette's got Marcus
Howard. Marquette has Marcus Howard, though.
Yeah, give me Marquette.
I'll take Marquette, too, but it's going to be a close one. Seton Hall is, like, they need to win to get in, so.
Right. Yeah, I got to go with the Eagles tonight as well. West Virginia, who has already knocked off Texas Tech last night. Do they keep it rolling? They got Kansas tonight in the Big 12 men's semifinal.
Yes. Down go the Jayhawks.
Got Huggy Bear?
Yes.
You know
I
what?
I like Bob Huggins, but no, cut to Kansas.
I got to go with Huggy Bear, man. He tweeted out the video of him rising out of a casket saying, "We're not dead yet."
I like it.
I love it. I got to go with Huggy Bear, man. Bob Huggins is a magician. And let's go ahead and do it. Tennessee, Mississippi State. Boys, give me a score.
I'll go Tennessee to win. Give me Tennessee 78, Mississippi State 71.
Give me Tennessee 69
nice.
To Mississippi State's 59. Kind of a grinded out game.
I think it's going to be a grind out game too. A lot of defense here. Give me Tennessee 67, Mississippi State 60. Just barely covered.
Okay.
Great teams covered.
Okay.
And with that, it's going to do it tonight for overtime here for Ben Thurman, Cole McCormick. I'm Tanner Carson. Y'all have a great weekend. Hope the Vols can leave Nashville with the trophy. We will have voluntary reaction after every game as long as Tennessee's still in it. And stay tuned tonight after Tennessee-Mississippi State for a late-night edition of Voluntary Reaction. Y'all have a good weekend.